remember what Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said. He was doing the dua, that's it, he's leaving. He didn't stay in Mecca, by the way. Although he is from Quraysh, he's the cousin of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was so scared. He was so scared to live in Mecca because he didn't want to disobey Allah in his house, where their hearts were. So he was doing tawaf, and someone heard him saying, "Ya Allah, this is my place, and this is the time I have to leave." Look how he spoke to Allah. "It's the time I have to leave. It's not my choice. You want me to leave. I'm going to leave, but there will be nothing that replaces you. And I'm not leaving because I don't want to stay, but because you told me to leave." And before he said, "You brought me and you facilitated things for me and you helped me to do all my manasik, all what you wanted me to do. وَحَانَ وَقْتُ رَحِيلِ. And this is the time for me to leave." What is this dialogue? It's the dialogue of love. When you leave someone you love. For us, some people I heard, "I'm glad I'm going back." Yeah, when it gets very tough. This was 1 year when there was this rain and the whole tent was washed. And that's when Allah tests us. And tests us here with our luxury, with our comfort. So here you say to Allah, when the Eid finish, you have to feel this feeling, done. Another 8 months. Allah knows what is going to happen in this 8 months till Ramadan comes in. So remember this. You will be able to do Hajj whether you went or whether you are here. Change the compass. Change the focus. And take the opportunity. Be the smart investor. And you will see it on the Day of Judgment. You're going to say, "Alhamdulillah, I was the smart one."